This is the Composer's Datebook for November 11th. I'm John Burge. In his 1959 autobiographical sketch, A Mingled Chime, the British conductor Sir Thomas Beecham offered this assessment of the British composer, Dame Ethel Smythe. Ethel Smythe is without question the most remarkable of her sex that I have been privileged to know. And he wrote that he admired her fiery energy and unrelenting fixity of purpose. Born in 1858, Smythe became a composer against her family's wishes, and it took dogged determination to get her large-scale choral and operatic works performed in an era when most in the music business did not take female composers seriously. That was before they met Dame Ethel, who convinced legendary conductors like Artur Nikisch, Bruno Walter, and Sir Thomas Beecham, who realized her music had merit. Smythe's opera The Wreckers had its premiere performance in Leipzig on today's date in 1906 and was championed in England by Sir Thomas, who thought it her masterpiece. It remains, wrote Beecham in 1944, the year of Smythe's death, one of the three or four English operas of real musical merit and vitality written in the past 40 years. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.